Tell me how and when you got into powerlifting.
2016, oh no, earlier than that, around 2013, 2014, I was introduced to CrossFit, and it was part of their training where they would do bench, squat, and deadlift. And I was recuperating from my 10th or 11th knee surgery, and it was recommended that I go to their gym, and I did, and I loved it because they could accommodate what I could do based on my knees. And it allowed me to get fit while I was recuperating from my surgery. And I stuck with them for a while. And I believe, I'm going to check my dates here because I had to write them down. I think my first national, I went for my first national, I think it was probably 2017 in Quebec, Saguenay, Quebec. And really didn't know what to expect. Just I had qualified with a local Eastern meet, and went to nationals to see what it was all about. Made a lot of mistakes, learned a lot, but I really liked it, and I was determined to try it again. And so I went back and found a different my gym CrossFit gym closed, so I found a different gym that had helped me with my programming, and I was training for the next national, but I end up with a hip injury. I finished it off the season by just doing bench, and then I said to myself, when I turn 60, I'm going to come back and try this again. I turned 60 last year, and I started preparing for this meet 2 years ago. One with the diet change and eating change, just because they had changed the weight classes, and I took it as an opportunity to even get lower in the weight classes. My weight was originally 72 kilograms, and they switched it down to 67, and I thought, well, I'll try for 63. So that was my first dig at it. I had just had carpal tunnel surgery, so when you can't work out, you work on your eating. So it was perfect timing. And of course, we were also going through COVID, so gyms were either open or closed. And anyways, I just kind of worked around it. And here I am, a few days away from competing on the world stage.
Yeah, this is the World Powerlifting Championships.
Yes, okay. Yes. So in order to qualify, you have to win your national meet. And this sport is based on age group and weight classes. So I'm competing in my M3, Master 3 age group, which is 60 plus, or 60 to 69. And then the weight class is under 63 kilograms.
So you live in New Brunswick. So in national competition, you represent New Brunswick, right?
Now, yes,
yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Where in New Brunswick? Remind me.
I'm in Fredericton.
In Fredericton. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Came here in 1984. Still here.
And the rest is history. Yeah. So, are there a lot of women in your age and weight class?
Not at the local meets, and certainly even Eastern. At National, it starts competing, it'll be a little bit more competitive. At the World Championship, I believe there are 6 or 8 of us in that weight class. So it's not a huge field. Again, I think, you know, not too many people lift at the age of 60. So, and want to compete. So it's a huge time commitment to move up to the competitive level.
Now, I know you're a lifelong athlete, and obviously with all the surgeries you've already mentioned and the problem, hip problems and the like, you never let that get you down.
No, I just find different ways around it. So I can't play sports anymore. I can't run. I can't play sports, but I can still walk. I can still hike, and the weight training has always been part of what I've done. I think I started at the high school in grade 9, that universal gym we had next to the stage is where I started. And I've always maintained my lifting because it's something that I can do. If my knee hurts, I can still work on my upper body. If something else hurts, I can do something else. So I've always maintained my lifting. I've never knew that there was such a thing as powerlifting. Until my whatever 2013 is when I found out. So, and I just use it as a guide or I guess, motivation to keep going to the gym. I know with COVID, a lot of people just kind of thought, I'm just going to sit here, can't go anywhere. I just use it as a different way to motivate myself, not to sit here and do nothing, but to find ways to move. So
where is the world championship?
Oh, St. John's, Newfoundland.
Great
Not
city.
Very worldly.
No, but beautiful, wonderful city.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been up there several times, whether it was for soccer. My son played soccer, so there were some championships there. I went as part of my job, conferences and stuff like that, but it's a beautiful area. I don't have much time to visit this time around, but I know I've seen it. And St. John's, Newfoundland is a powerhouse in powerlifting in Canada. So it makes sense that they're hosting Worlds. So
who knew?
And then it's the advantage, of course, it's an easy trip. There's no time change, very little time change, 30 minutes for us. You can pack your food. You don't have to worry about getting through customs and airports and all that. So it just makes it all doable. So reason why I decided to go for it.
So you're retired from full-time work?
Yes, I work for civil. I was government employee for quite a few years, and I retired 4 years ago.
So. Married with a family?
Yeah, one son, and who's now married and has a daughter. So I'm enjoying the perks of being a grandparent, and of course, being retired, it gives me more time to spend with her, and it's been a wonderful journey so far.
Thursdays with Tessa.
Yes.
I love your posts every week. How old's Tessa now?
She'll be 4 next month.
Okay. Okay, so anything you want to add to any of this?
I think in hindsight, I've been fortunate to grow up in a small town in Northern Ontario where you had the advantage of playing any sport you wanted. The high school at the time was where sports were played, and the seasons were organized so that you could play any sport you wanted, unlike today where seasons, you know, kind of mix each other up and athletes are limited to what they can do or what sports they can play. So I guess I'm a multi-athlete or multi-sport athlete, and I owe that back to my high school days, really. So that's advantages great. Of growing up in a small town.
Yeah, for sure. It was a great small town when we grew up there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for this. Stay in touch. Let me know how you're doing. When do you go to St. John's?
I leave tomorrow. I fly out tomorrow, and I compete Saturday morning, or Saturday 12:30 would be about. I always get the time change wrong.
So that'd be 12 o'clock in Newfoundland, 11 o'clock here, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll figure that out. Okay, and how long is the meet, or how long is your part of it?
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be done after a couple hours. So okay. It takes 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
So I've been told that at international meets, they go through it real quick. So expect to be done in 2 hours. And I thought that works for me.
For sure. For sure.